Star Trek Excelsior proudly presents its April Folly vignette, the greatest day of every year.
Then why not just always prank the aliens?
No! No! The whole problem with aliens is that they don't know what day it is.
That makes them easy targets, doesn't it?
Yes. But what's the joy in April Fool's Day? What makes April Fool's Day the greatest day of every year?
Is that a real question? Because I never even heard of this holy day until 26 seconds ago. 27? 28? Yep. My growing experience with April Fools isn't giving me the answers. 33?
It was actually a rhetorical question. But you were on a roll, and I didn't want to interrupt.
Thank you.
The joy in April Fool's Day is in slipping past their defenses. They know it's April Fool's Day. They're on the lookout for pranks and lies. And still, you manage to fool them. It's like that feeling when you're in a hand-to-hand fight, and you manage to sink your knife into just the right spot, and it slips past the armor into his flesh.
I was going to say that was really, really creepy, but I actually know exactly what you're talking about. So April Fool's Day is about acts of psychological violence against your enemies.
No, it's about acts of psychological violence against your friends.
Because you want them to stop being your friend.
No, so they know how much you care about them.
Humans are weird.
Hey, Bolians love April Fool's Day, too.
Ever met a Bolian?
Just the one, actually.
Case in point, Bolians are weird. Anyway, I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, sounds like fun. What's that thing you like to say? Wheels within wheels within wheels?
Well, just wheels, actually. Really, just one wheel. It's not that sophisticated a prank. I'll fake a sensor reading. You go along with it. He falls for it. Cue laugh track. It's not much. But I don't want to do too much damage on his first April Fool's Day.
Oh, I was hoping to get involved in one of your grand Bevony roll conspiracies.
I'm afraid that's all there is to it. I've been buttering up Alex for days with little April Fool's Day stories. He's just aware enough now to be wary. But an inexperienced kid like him, he doesn't realize the depth of planning that can go into a good April Fool. One wheel, this time, is all we need.
If you say so. His shift started 6 minutes ago, so he'll walk onto the bridge in about 3, 2, 1.
You are dating that boy.
What if I told you that was an April Fool? Commander on deck.
Commander Neva, I relieve you of watch command.
I stand relieved. Hi, Alex.
I'm glad you're here, Alex. We could use your help with something. A strange reading on long-range sensors. It's been fading in and out of range for the past 2 hours. We were thinking about alerting the captain.
Let's take a look. Put it up on main viewer. Extreme magnification.
Aye, sir.
It seems familiar.
Yes, sir. I thought so, too. But the computer isn't matching it to any known profile.
Can we increase power to sensors?
Already at maximum.
Then can we get closer?
I was hoping you'd say that.
We didn't have authority to change course in our own.
Well, make it so.
Make it so?
Who says that?
Snobs. I believe snobs say that.
Old, balding aristocrats.
Toughs, if you will.
I think you've made your point. Take us closer.
Happily, sir.
Anything.
I'm getting a clearer scan now. Neva, can you analyze?
Sir, take a look at this.
Electromagnetic shielding. Internal volume over 20 cubic kilometers. Geometric shape. Cube. Maker, it's the Borg. Red alert! Shields up! Captain to the bridge! Roll evasive maneuvers! Roll evasive maneuvers!
This is the part where we tell him, right?
Tell me what?
What the...
Intruder alert! Neva, don't just stand there! A Borg drone has just beamed onto the bridge!
I don't... How?
Spot! It's got me! Neva!
It's injecting him with nanoprobes! He's being assimilated!
Neva! Help me!
Alex, I'm so sorry!
Nice job! The classic reverse prank backfire. Worked like a...
Alex, if you're being assimilated, this is the only way. It's the most mercy I know how to give.
Wait, where did you get a face?
Ah! What you say? That you only meant well.
Oh my God, Alex.
What you say?
His chest is... smoking. Neva, It was just a joke. I set it up like we were pranking him, but we were actually pranking you. The world was just a hologram. And now...
I'll get a med kit.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Bev, roll. Bev.
You're gonna be okay, Alex. I've learned my lesson. Oh, no. No.
Bev. Bev. April Fool.
April. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
You told her about the prank?
Bev, we're dating. Of course I told her.
Then I suggested, why not turn it all around on the original prankster?
And you just went along with this?
She made me dinner.
That's all it takes?
No, but I'm not telling you the rest. Bottom line, she convinced me.
And boy, you were right. Knife into flesh. I never realized psychological violence could be so fun.
Wheels within wheels.
It was everything I ever dreamed of.
Well, I know when I'm beaten. Alex, I'm glad you're not dead.
You look a little shaken, Bev.
I've never been beaten so thoroughly before by two total novices. I must be losing my edge.
Or gaining friends.
Good point.
Still, why don't you go take an hour off? Have a drink in the Delta Lounge. We'll cover for you up here.
I think I'll do just that, sir. Thank you. I'll see you both in an hour. When I shall wreak terrible vengeance. You wanted wheels within wheels within wheels, Neva? That was just the first wheel.
In that episode of Star Trek Excelsior, Michael Liebman was played by Bev Rawl, Kennedy was played by Neva, and Samuel Gillis was played by Alex Lorach. Written and produced by James Haney. Special thanks to no one. Stay tuned for more Excelsior coming soon, and happy not quite April Fool's Day.